Yo, what up? It's your girl, V Henny Man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to The Artistry, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have content creator, comedian. He's just doing his thing. Make some noise for Nueva York.
No aplaudan, no tienen que aplaudir. It's okay.
It's okay.
Sí, sí.
You understand? I don't have a budget, so that's why, you know.
No, it's okay. I understand. How you doing, B? Thank you for inviting me for your awesome space. I like it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to my humble home.
Yeah, you live here?
A veces, here and there, you know.
Oh, wow. You have problem? Yeah, I have a number you can call and they help you with housing.
Oh, housing?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you're living here, problem.
I mean, you know, that's what happens. I mean, I'd rather here in Queens than in the Bronx, you know? So,
okay.
It's a big
whatever
difference.
Is your problem, not my problem.
Well, I want to say thank you for taking the time being here. I know you're a busy man. You got your hookah.
Yeah.
You prepared.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to bring it.
Of course. I mean, I'm grateful. I was just telling you that, you know, you asked me before, you know, I grew up a certain way, you know, like.
Yeah, you was telling me behind the camera that your mother didn't let you drink water.
Yeah, mommy didn't let me drink water, bro.
Why? You was that bad?
I was really bad.
Like si me trae nota mala, no bebe agua.
Sí, sí, sí. So wow. I was the one that when my mother be like, mira, I'm going to your house, they be like, oh, don't bring your daughter.
So now do you have like a post-traumatic thing with water? Like you cannot swim or something?
No. I can swim.
Oh.
You're
allergic to water or something?
No. I shower. I do all that. I'm not allergic to water, thankfully.
Okay.
I just now, you know, I refuse to stay, you know, I got to stay hydrated. I'm not going to be like, oh, tú sabes, like.
Okay. You have all the water in your house.
All the water in my house.
You just leave the water open.
The water
running,
on.
Just,
my water bill is crazy.
Take it more than
I
now.
See,
have
I
my
see.
Own
you,
water.
You listen, I'm when I had my first apartment, I bought all the expensive brands that my mother didn't buy me.
Wow.
So like. Remember the peanut butter and jelly, the one that
no,
was together?
No, I didn't have that luxury, no.
Damn, bro, I didn't have it either. But now as an adult, I bought me that.
Now you buy peanut butter.
The peanut butter and jelly.
And water.
And water.
Qué dieta.
Así es. Uh-huh.
Está bien.
That's what I'm saying.
Whatever
why,
make you
that's
happy.
That's why I got the J-Lo body. You understand?
Yeah, I like it. Si tú no fuera from the other side, I will think about it. Respectfully, because I know you mad.
Listen, before we get into anything, let's take a shot. Not back shots, by the way.
A shot of what?
A shot of, we got
like
Duce.
Like piu-piu shot?
No, not piu-piu, un trago.
Oh, un trago, sí, claro. Sí, sí. No, yo con hook y romo, yo soy feliz.
Mira, I got, ahí está, el tuyo.
Oh, este es el mío.
Sí, ese es
el tuyo. Pero el mío, ¿por qué está abierto el mío?
Because I'm trying to get you drunk.
No, but it's open already. That means somebody else already drinking.
I mean,
drinking.
I put something in there, that's why.
Like, you see, your mother told you not to drink water. My
so
mother told
drinking.
Me don't drink something that's already open.
All right, let's get you a new bottle.
No, it's fine. I get it.
Te
I don't,
comenta.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Cosa
it's fine.
Serio, bro. Like,
if
you,
you
know
cannot
like,
give me a closed bottle,
because
it's fine.
Because I'm on a budget. I'm telling you,
no,
I started
I get it.
Off
that's
the
fine.
Show saying
that's
I'm on
fine.
A budget.
I started
and look
it,
I don't even have a whole shot for myself.
You can have some of
all
mine.
Right,
it's already
you.
Open. Somebody
right,
else
you.
Already.
Thank you very much, because, you know, like.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. See, we got brown water. Okay, I got to catch
this is water or is romo? You put water in there?
No, brown water. Cognac.
Oh.
It's,
in the okay, whatever. Let go.
Okay, let's go. Ahí está. Aquí.
Yeah, but I have to put the tap on it. Hold on.
All right. We got this.
Okay.
Congratulations on everything you've been accomplishing.
Thank you. Congratulations to you.
Thank
salud.
You for the
para
water.
Para arriba, para abajo, para el dentro, para el centro.
Yeah, I see.
Mm.
You see? Yeah, I see it. That's how
no,
it
está bueno, sí, caliente.
Yeah,
yo tenía un chin de frío y eso.
Yeah, so.
Yo tenía gripe y eso me lo quitó.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Eso cura.
Sí.
Eso cura.
Si
ellos
le hubieran puesto eso a la gente que tenían COVID, eso se hubiera acabado hace tiempo.
No, no, that's a fact. I agree with you. You know what? I wanted to tap in. I love how, you know, like, you're in character in a sense. I love how you magnify the accent.
What are you talking about? Magnify, that's a big word.
That is a big
what
word.
What does that mean, magnify?
I love how you enhance your accent with the fact of, like, with Papi, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I know this is your character, Papi.
Yeah, okay.
So, I love how
what you...
What
do you mean, character?
Character. So, you...
What you
Nueva
mean?
Yol is Nueva Yol as far as the comedian.
Yeah.
And, you know, who does stand-up, you know? And then you have your character as far as, like...
So, you're saying this is not me?
I don't think... This is a part of you.
Okay, I said that.
But I know you...
You're making fun of my accent, you say.
I'm not actually making... I love it. I grew up to
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. I
understand?
You Puerto Rico?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay, I understand your accent, and I'm not making fun of. Yeah, I'm not making fun of your accent.
I'm not making fun of your accent.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
I'm applauding your accent.
I like it.
I love how
I didn't see you applaud. I say you, I heard you say the word magnify. That's not applauding. Okay, there we go.
Let's magnify the clap.
Eso, eso. Después de todo, le ponemos in the background the fake clapping.
Yeah, the fake, yeah.
Yeah, so they think
wait, I don't have the budget for that, though. I'm telling you.
I get it for you. I get it for you.
Yeah, please, can you?
Yeah.
So you're getting me housing and you're...
I'm fixing your whole life. Let's leave it there.
I appreciate that. Because my life does need to be a little fixed up, you know? So, but yo, going back to it, I love how you are enhancing your accent, how people, because you, let's keep it a stack, you speak regular, like you speak regular English, like you can actually carry a conversation.
All right, you got me. You got me, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you got
I
me.
Love I mean, how you stay in character,
you
though.
Got me, you got me, you got me, yeah. I speak better English than your favorite English teacher, yeah.
Bro, you speak better than me, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got me. Yeah, I speak English.
I love it though.
Eloquently.
You see, he knew, and then he come for me for magnifying. Tell me another big word. Talk to me dirty. Go ahead. Come on.
Another big word.
Let's go.
Mitochondria.
Okay.
The nucleus. The powerhouse of a cell. Pythagorean theorem.
Okay.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Let's go.
Y equals MX plus B. The slope of a line. A parabola. Is this shit on the graph that goes like this? Keep it going.
Keep it going. I mean.
Yeah. Know. It's all been a lie.
It got hot in here.
V-exposed me.
I got hot in here, bro. Like.
V-exposed me.
No, but I love it. But I know you got, you know, you got shit for it, a little bit. Like, people actually assumed.
Nah,
like
so,
you were making fun of the accent or in a sense?
Nah. They tried.
Okay.
Like when I first spoke English in another interview, the interviewer, he was like, oh, so how do you feel about people? Like, I've never heard this. You know, you interviewers, y'all add y'all little extra sauce.
What did he's I
like,
add?
Not you, not yet.
Okay.
But this other interviewer, he's like, how do you feel about people saying that you're making fun of the accent? And I'm like, what people? Show me the people.
Okay.
So then I defended. I said, I'm not making fun of it because it is a real accent.
Right.
And it's the accent of my people. And if anything, I'm showing that even if you have a heavy accent, you can be somebody. Like,
right.
I was scared of doing public speaking because I didn't learn how to speak English properly until I was 13 years old.
Okay.
Because I'm first generation in this country.
So, yeah. So, you was born
I was
out
born here.
New
Corona,
York.
Queens. Yeah. Okay. Elmer's Hospital.
Okay.
Seventh floor. Room 709.
What? Do you know what time?
6:06 in the morning.
Okay.
Dr. Kim was the delivery doctor.
Ooh, okay.
Yep. She slapped me twice on the left, right cheek. Yep.
Okay. You still have a thing with your, you know, people
slapping
you on the
right? No. I don't remember. My mom told me.
Okay. All right. Just saying.
But, yeah. So, I shut that shit down. And, like, you cannot deny all of the love and all of the impact I've had magnifying such a beautiful accent.
Right.
Like, and yes, I enhance it, but if I speak English long enough, it'll come out. Because again, I didn't speak English until I was 13.
Right.
That, you know, because Spanish parents, Latino parents, if you have a deficiency, they don't admit it. Like old school parents, like, no existe algo de que estoy depresivo for a Latin parent. Or my son or my kid needs help. Eso no existía.
I trust
So
me, I
cuando
I get
me
it.
Inscribieron a la escuela, they told my mom, like, yo, he don't know English. Put him in ESL. He's like, no, tú me lo vas a poner en una clase normal, que mi hijo no es loco.
Yeah.
So to my mom, ESL, man, like, you know, the special class.
Right.
So so I didn't, you know, and then everybody in my household, my grandma, my aunt, my mom, everybody spoke Spanish.
Okay.
So That's the story.
So you grew up to it. So, like, me personally, when I first saw, like, your early on videos, I loved it because, yes, it was very relatable. You understand? Like,
super
it was very,
relatable.
You know, and for me, super relatable. I loved it. I guess I want to know now, because you build this character, right, in a sense, Papi, right, do you feel like people... Or do you feel like it became your identity in a sense?
No. It's my DNA, but social media is a lie. Like, don't believe, that's lesson number one. Don't believe everything you see on social media, obviously.
Right.
But no, it didn't. Like, it is who I am. It's not who I became. It's who I am. It's my culture. It's my background. It's how I grew up. It is what it is. That I decided to take it to social media and make it a thing. Yeah, like that's what I did.
So you had a fear of public speaking in a sense?
Yeah. Because of my accent. Because of my accent.
I mean, I get that.
But then after I learned English, like, you know, I was like, I joined a debate club. Like, I was class clown. I was like all these things because, you know, so now with my character that I do, there's a lot of countless amount of people like throughout the years that reach out to me and they say, yo, like, I don't even want my accent to go away. Like, I like, it's accent awareness, I guess.
Right.
Like, and it's not just the Dominican accent, any accent.
Any accent.
Like, accent is beautiful. Like, any accent is beautiful. Like, my favorite accent is a Jamaican accent.
No, your favorite like accent is V. Henny's accent.
Un aplauso. ¿Qué vamos a contar? Crickets. It's a beautiful accent. It's, like I said, all accents are beautiful. But my personally, my favorite is like a West Indian accent, Caribbean accent, Jamaican. Like, that's mine, you know? So, and then Colombian accent is beautiful. Like, all accents are beautiful.
Can you, I guess, like, play into character with those particular accents as well?
Not really, because that's not my culture. Like, if I would have went on social media, right? And instead of doing what I know and who I am as a Dominican person, and I would have went online and I would have, you know, yeah, well, I go on my own. Yeah, don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go pound the coconut tree. I'm going to throw coconut upon your, you know, like upon your head. Like that would, you know, like in today's society, I'm like, yo, what is this guy doing? Like, he's not even me, you know, but no, like I don't feel no type of way for using my country, my culture, my people to bring laughter and happiness into the world. Like, no, you're not going to make me feel bad about that.
So I'm not making you, you see, don't be like the media and start putting things in my, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm flipping the script.
No, listen, I want you to be you, but I agree with you. Like, I get it that you're being you and your authentic self within your culture. So yes, I understand that. So, but I wanted to know about the accents because again, you're also a comedian. So like, you know, you can also, again, you get into character and certain, you know, aspects and make people.
Aquí hay monkey vaina, aquí no. ¿Qué hay por ahí?
You blowing me up.
Aquí hay monkey, cucaracha. I have Ray in my house. That's another thing I'm going to help you with.
You have, oh, you
I'm
going to
bring the cockroach killer here because.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can bring
okay,
that.
Okay, keep it going.
I appreciate that. So going back into that, like how you said, like how society is sensitive. So now when you're here creating all these content, do you feel limited in a sense now opposed to back then?
No.
No?
No, not at all.
Even though how sensitive?
No, nah, I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't give a fuck.
Have you ever been on the bad side of social media?
Nope.
No?
Nope. I've done social media for 7 years. I have not been in a controversy. I've never had backlash. I've never been accused of anything.
Thank God.
Yeah, like there's nothing, you know, there. Like how are you gonna have a problem with me being me on social media, enhancing my culture and the way my people are, and not just for my people. Like I have everybody, all sorts of nationalities, all sorts of communities. Like they come up to me, all types of demographic. Like, yo, we love your shit.
Right.
Because it's not, like, even though I do it with a Dominican accent, anybody that has, you know, an accent or speech impediment, like, they feel identified with the content I create.
Dope.
And not just the accent. Like, take the accent away. Like, the actions and the stories I tell and the bits I do, like, they're relatable not just to Dominicans, Latinos. They're relatable, like, all across the world.
Right,
like, people
right.
live what I reenact on social media.
That's dope. And it's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. Laughter is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, like, how you going to be mad at that? Like, nah, the only thing you can do is laugh. Like, I'm not political. Like, I don't do anything divisive as far as political. I don't do religion. I don't do, like, nothing that has two extremes to it. I stay neutral down the middle with what I know. Like, I don't try to do anything else that doesn't belong to, you know?
Do you think, I'm going to play devil's advocate, though. Do you think you're playing it safe?
No.
Nope.
I'm playing what I know.
Okay.
I'm playing what I know. Like, I risk it all with what I know. Like,
okay.
It'll be stupid of me of trying to risk it and, you know, like, something that I don't know. And then I'm going to come across as ignorant. Gotcha. And that's something, you know?
Right.
You got to know what you know. You got to know what you don't know. No. What I don't know, I don't play around with. I don't fuck around with it.
Gotcha. What made you get into comedy?
All right. So ever since I was in school, right, I was always a fan of comedy. Always. Ever since I was, you know, since I could remember, a fan of comedy. When I got into school, I was the fat kid. I was eggplant head, like they used to call me. They used to, your mama jokes left and right. And then I developed comedy as a defense mechanism, like in school. Gotcha. So then I became the funny guy, like the funny fat kid. Like, you can't make fun of it. Like in school, I started roasting people, you know, like to deflect. Like, I started roasting people. I was the funny dude. I was the kid that sat in the back, make fun of the teacher. Like, I graduated high school because I was funny, by the way. Like,
really?
The teachers, everybody
they loved
me.
They
loved you. Everybody loved me. The guidance counselor, like, I would be, like, she would call me down to the office just so I could be there because la vibra son buena.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always funny and a fun of comedy. Like, but take it as a career and take it up as a profession, I would never thought I would be a comedian. Like, right. I never thought I would have a mic in front of my face telling jokes to people, you know, professionally or doing skits or anything. I was always just a fan of it. So fast forward, my idol, like, growing up, the first Latino that brought comedy to YouTube, and he was the first one that showed us that we can be on television and that, you know, you would watch what he was doing and you can relate to it and you'd be like, oh shit, that's true. Right. Oh shit, my mom does that. Oh shit, that happened to me when I was younger. Mommy, look, that's how you were when we were younger. You know, was Tommy 5K, Tommy Peña.
Yes.
So I was a fan of his, right? Growing up, right? And long story, yeah, when I moved to the Bronx, I was scrolling to my Instagram and I saw that he was gonna be in Yonkers Comedy Club doing a stand-up comedy show. So I was like, oh shit, that's like 10 minutes from me. So I took the ride up there, I bought my ticket, I stood in line, I went to his comedy show, I met my dude, and I went back home, right? Before that comedy show, I was in my house one day, bored and shit, and I had like 250 followers, 300 followers.
Okay.
I was chilling, I was bored. So then I remembered, I was reminiscing, that's another big word, I was reminiscing about like my childhood, like, yo, I was mopping, I think it was. And then I'm like, damn, like when I was growing up, when my mom would mop, nobody could walk on the floor. Like, it don't matter if you was in the bathroom, it don't matter if you got to take a shit, it don't matter, like you couldn't walk on the floor until the floor dried, right?
Right.
So I'm like, and then I have mad cousins, I have my brothers, I have 9 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
So I wanted to do a video to make them laugh, right? So instead of sending it through like WhatsApp one by one, or instead of texting it one by one, I threw it up on my Instagram so they can all see it, right? Because my Instagram was only like family, friends, and shit. So when I put that video up, everybody was like, oh shit, it's funny, it's funny, it's funny, it's funny. And then I tagged Tommy 5K on that video. And then I went to that comedy show. And then in that comedy show, after the show, he came up to me. He's like, yo, you be tagging me in those whack-ass videos, right? That's what he told me. He's like, yo, you've been tagging me on those whack-ass videos. And then I'm like, oh, wow. Like, never meet your idols type of shit.
Yeah.
But, like, all right, my shit whack. Like, I guess it's not for me, whatever. And then he was like, nah. You have a presence about you. Try to find something that's yours, that's unique. Because right now, all the videos that you're doing are already out there, and it's what's every... It's those back in the day when they used to be white people be like, Dominican people be like, those type of videos, black people. So I was doing those type of videos. He's like, nah, find something that's unique to you and do that.
Gotcha.
And watch. Mm. He's like, matter of fact, every Thursday, me and my crew, we get together in a studio to do skits. Pull up and see how we do it and just chill with us. So then that's what I did. I would go there every Thursday. I would like watch them. Like sometimes they'll throw me in the videos or whatever. And that's how I started like doing videos consistently. But then it got to a time where I was only an extra like in their skits and their bits and shit. So then I'm like, yo, I gotta like branch off. Like I gotta do my own shit.
Right.
Because when you go into a crew, like I would pitch ideas and they were like, you know, like, yo, maybe next time.
Like, chill, homeboy.
Yeah, maybe next time. Yeah, we'll do it next time. Like we'll think about it. So I'm like, I'm going to start doing my own shit. And then I had a existential crisis. That's another big word, existential. And then I'm like, yo, who am I? Like, what can I bring to the world? Like, if I'm going to do this social media shit, what can I do that's going to mean something? And then I'm like, yo, I'm Dominican. And then I don't like editing, so I started doing one-shot videos, POV. And then one day I was walking with my girl, and it was snowing. And then I'm like, yo, this is a video right here. So I told my girl, I'm like, yo, hold the phone, and you're just going to reply and react to everything I say. Like, none of my shit is scripted. Like, shit is all, like, off the cuff.
Okay.
Like, so it was snowing, whatever, and I'm walking with my girl. I'm like, yo, babe, hold the phone and start recording, and then I'm just going to start doing some shit, and you're going to react to what I tell you, right? So then it was snowing. She starts recording. I start grabbing snowballs and putting them in my pocket, right? So then she's like, yo, the fuck you doing? And then for some reason, the accent came out, like, by accident.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't trying to do an accent. Like, it came out by accident, like, because I'm telling you, like, if I speak English to you long enough, you're going to get an accent. So for some reason, I just ran with it. So I put a snow in my pocket. She said, what you doing? I'm like, oh, no, I'm taking the snow back to my country. And then she's like, yo, you stupid, because if you take the snow, it's going to melt. And then I'm like, no, because if it melts, then it's rain. I want snow. So whatever, I posted it, and that shit fucking viral.
Blew up.
Right? So then, like, a week later, we're in BJ's. And, you know, BJ's is all big shit, like,
max.
And they have a wall of chips, right? Like, wall to wall. Like, this whole wall. Chip to chip. Like, all chip brands. And I'm like, yo, babe, hold my phone and just record me again. And she's like, oh, my God, again? Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, yeah, just hold it. I'm going to say some shit. No, I told her, you're going to come up to me and you're going to ask me if we sell chips.
Okay. Right?
I told her, I'm like, you're going to grab the phone. You're going to come up to me like if you were a customer. You're going to ask me if we sell chips here. So I had the whole intention of doing that video in English.
Okay.
Like, right? Like, I still hadn't, like, I still hadn't cemented the fact that Papi was going to be a thing.
Okay.
Right? I just did the one snow video as Papi. Papi wasn't even, like, the name of it. Like, okay. It wasn't even the character. Like, I just did an accent, and it blew up.
Whatever. How long ago was this? Like,
6-7 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then a week after, we went to BJ's at the Babe to just ask me if we sell chips here. Like, I was going to do the video in English.
Okay.
Right? So when she pressed record and she came up to me, she's like, yo, do you sell chips here? And then I turned around. I'm like, hey, what do you mean if we smell chip here? Like, you don't see we have Dorito, we have lice, we have this, we have that, we have all the chip here. Can you stop bothering me, please? Can you, are you stupid or something? You blind? You have cheat in your eyes or something? So that was that video went stupid. So then the next day I did another video. A whole week I was doing videos.
Consistent.
Yeah, every week, like that whole week. And then I woke up to 10,000, then I woke up to 50,000, then I woke up to 70,000, then I woke up to 80,000. Everybody's reposting. Everybody's like, oh, shit, what the fuck? Where this guy coming from? Yo, this is mad relatable. Where this, you know, like all the good comments. So then that's when I'm like, all right, I'm a stick to this accent character.
Okay.
Right? And then Papi, the name Papi came like 20 videos later.
Really?
Yeah. I was doing a video with somebody else. I forgot who it was. And they called me Papi.
Mm.
And then I'm like, oh, shit, Papi. Like, you go to a bodega. If you don't know the guy's name, you're going to call him Papi. Yo, Papi. Or the super. Yo, Papi. So that's where it's a relatable name. And then that's how it happened. That's a story of how I started doing comedy. Your question 15 minutes ago.
Yeah. Nah, but you know what? During that process, right? Because I think one of the biggest things when you become an entrepreneur, I'm going to say, right? Mm. Is learning and understanding your brand, right? And then you're going to have... So I would say during this process of you getting to who Papi is now, right? So what's one of the biggest challenge you would say you faced getting to the character of Papi? Because I'm sure there was a few challenges.
This is gonna sound so like... But I haven't had no challenges. Like,
no? Okay.
No, because again, like when I first started it, I didn't like editing. So I tried editing.
Okay.
And back like when I was doing that, Instagram only allowed 30-second videos. So for a 30-second video, it would take me 5 hours to edit that skit.
Damn.
And I wasn't doing that shit.
Right.
Right? So that's before like the viral videos. That's before Papi. That's before the accent. I was like, I have skits on my Instagram. If you scroll down, English.
Right.
English videos, like regular skits, and I wasn't doing that. So I'm like, all right, so I'm going to do POV videos, one shot, one take. The accent is natural. It comes natural to, I could turn it on, turn it off. The biggest challenge probably is like having somebody with me. So when I get an idea, I could pass the phone over to them and like, gotcha. Yo, record. That's probably like the biggest challenge.
And you don't write, right?
And nah, and maybe Wi-Fi. Like if I don't have like a good internet connect. Like
you didn't pay your bill or something, right?
Right. Like, you know, lo cupone no han llegado.
I get it. I get it.
I could vender lo cupone to cash. So I, you know, get what I'm saying?
I get it.
No, like, and challenges I'm, doing videos, I haven't had any. Honestly speaking, like,
and that's
I haven't
dope.
Had any.
What about being a stand-up comedian, though? Have you had any challenges as far as
you're going to hate me, but no.
No? Like, I respect it.
I've been
that's
doing
dope.
Comedy for four or five years.
Okay.
I haven't bombed once. Like, you know.
So you're just a natural.
Yeah.
Is this the why you call yourself the king of
I'm the king of New York New comedy. York's, yeah, okay. Currently. Latino. New York king. King of New York Latino comedy. Latino.
Because
there are many greats representing New York as far as stand-ups, and it's no offense to them. And if I want to call myself the emperor, can. It's like, it's a self-proclaim. Like,
okay. So what makes you the king of
bro, like,
New York Latin stand-up?
If just look at my record. Like, you probably don't, but all of my shows are sold out. Like, people have an amazing time. Like, there's always roars. Shout out to Joel Alejandro, my manager. Like, he puts my shows together spectacularly. Shout out to Tommy Peña and Ivan. Like, we're a touring group of comics. We're a team. And our stand-up comedy shows, like, there hasn't been one show where we're like, where the fuck is everybody?
Right.
Like, we show up. And it's bad because, like, the last show we did in Jersey, I started, like, reflecting. I'm like, yo, this is bad that we haven't had a bad show. Because now we're getting comfortable.
Right.
Like, I don't want to get comfortable and expect people to show up. Like, I want to put in the work. I want to show love. I want to, you know, go out there, touch the people, and invite people. Yo, come to our show. Like, you know, show people love and not just take it for granted. So, like, we're, you know, I haven't said this to the guys. So, you know, I was planning on, like, you know, having a little, you know, meeting or something with them so we can talk about that, like, yo guys, like, we're on a good run. Like, we our last 6-7 shows is 100 people, 80, like, you know, whatever the capacity of the venue is,
right?
We meet it and exceed it because we have to turn people away at the door. Right. And it's not because we want to. It's because the venues don't allow more people. Right.
It's a beautiful problem, though.
For it's not because we feel bad, like, but it's a tough like, I'm gonna tell you a story. We did a tour in New England, right? We did Lawrence, we did Rhode Island, we did Boston, that area, right? And the first show we did, it was like 120-seater, right? So we get there, we're nervous because it's our first time like going to that area to do comedy. So we show up, it's a fucking madness. And I'm by the, like, so when we get to shows, just so I paint the picture. When we get to shows, our manager doesn't want us to be by the door or anywhere where people congregate because he doesn't want to take the magic away.
Okay.
Right? So if the fans paid their tickets to come see you, make it special. Like, don't sit at a couch where everybody can come up and talk to you and then they feel like they know you type of, like, that's just management. That's just what he does.
Right.
Right? But I'm not that type of person. Like, we're not that type. Like, me, Tommy, and Ivan, we're not, we want to, you know, be with the people. We want to socialize. We want to interact, whatever, before the show, after the show, whatever. So for that show, I was in the lobby, and the entrance was right by the lobby. So everybody's coming in. Everybody's asking for a picture, like, even before the show. So the manager's mad at me. I'm like, what am I going to do, bro? Like, I'm not going to go hide. Like, they paid, you know? Like, it is what it is, right? So whatever. So the manager says, all right, everybody's checked in. 120 people checked in. No more people. So during the course of that whole thing, as people were arriving, there were people that were hoping to buy tickets at the door. So the manager turned away that day maybe another 30 people.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
So I'm by the door, and I'm like, yo, don't turn him away. Like, offer him to stand. Like, you know, that's fucked up. Like, he drove all this way to see us. Like, so, and then he's like, nah. Like, he can come to the next show. Like, and, you know, that stuff that he handles. But stuff like, and then the following show, same thing. People were coming to the door and they couldn't get in. So it's been good, you know? It's been good. Like, I have had no...
So you want to do a meeting to prepare yourself for, like, just in case something
happens. I want to do a meeting just so we keep the same work we're doing that's brought us the success we're having.
Okay.
Like, I just want to have, like, a refresher. Like, guys, don't get comfortable.
Gotcha.
You know, like, you know, and it's just my thing. Like, I had a thought. Like, yo, this is not good, right? Because, like, let's say if we would have went to that show and people didn't show up, like, that would have been a wake-up call. Guys, we got to work harder.
Right.
But we haven't had that. So I don't want us to get comfortable and just expect things to happen because they've been happening.
Gotcha.
Right? So I just want to have, like, a little pep talk with the guys. Yo, guys, let's keep, you know.
I get it. And, I mean, that's a good mindset to have because there's no growth if you get comfortable. So, yeah. For me, like, I feel like there's no growth if you get too comfortable where you're at. So I want to know, where do you see yourself in the long term?
Oh, so short term, to get uncomfortable, we just booked a few shows out of the country. Like, it's going to be my first time. Yeah, we're going to go back to the Dominican Republic and do shows for that audience, which is a completely different audience than the States. There's a whole different type of comedy and humor out there. So that's a challenge. Like, we're taking ourselves out of our comfort area. And we recently did that. Like, we've been doing shows all over New York, all the Broadway Comedy Club, New York Comedy Club, Grizzly, like all the big comedy clubs in New York.
Okay.
So out of our comfort zone, let's get out of our demographic. Let's go do a show again in the DMV. Let's go. We have a show in Delaware coming up. Like, what? We have a show. We had a show, down in, like North Carolina. Like we're getting out of the New York demographic because New York comedy, we understand it. Like, yo, it's good. So we're getting out of that. Like, so we're testing our testing our comfort level that way.
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
And now we're gonna go to a whole different country. It's our country, like, so it shouldn't be. But again, it's a whole different humor. They were brought up different. They don't like our jokes are written around New York references.
Right.
So now, now we're challenged to do some research and find out what makes them laugh out there. So it's going to be a good challenge.
So when are you planning on going to DR?
October.
Oh, that's right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what type of research are you per se are doing?
Yeah, so my research is I'm invite all my aunts and uncles to my house, my grandma, my mom, and tell stories. I love those. Like, when our parents and I love that stuff we take for granted. But, like, I'll sit there and they'll be talking for 4 hours about back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have, like, a few of those. Like, yo, vengan pa mi casa. Vamos a comer. Vaina. And just cuenten cuento ahí.
That's dope.
Yeah, like, last week I went to my grandma's house and she was telling a story of when she was recently married in DR.
Okay.
Recently married. They didn't have cars or anything. My grandma's 99 years old. Mm. She's still, you know. So she was telling the story of when she first got married. Like, she got married, and 2 weeks later, she was going to get divorced. Like, her husband was going to divorce her.
Okay.
And this is the reason why. Because she had just gotten a job as a teacher, and the school was, like, a few fucking campos away.
Okay.
Campos. How you say campos in English?
Maybe.
Not maybe. Queens. This is
county?
Not a county. A
few miles?
A few towns over.
Okay.
Towns.
Okay.
So, you know, so the school was a few towns over, and she wasn't going to walk that, right?
Okay.
So she bought a donkey, right?
Okay.
She was like, all right, yo voy a comprar un burrito para que me lleve a la escuela, right?
Okay.
But she took my grandfather's money without asking him for it, right? So my grandfather wasn't mad that she bought the donkey to get to school. He was mad because el burro le salió loco. So she was like, no, que yo llegaba y yo me montaba en el burro y le daba patada para ir para adelante y el burro lo que hacía que le echaba para atrás. And like, instead of taking me 30 minutes, it would take me an hour to get to the school.
Oh my God.
Because the donkey, like, it was like the donkey was in reverse.
Right.
Like estaba cruzado. Like, if she wanted to turn the donkey left, like, it will go backwards. Or if she wanted to turn the donkey right, it will go straight. Like, it wanted to do whatever it wanted to do. So you had to hear her say it because that shit was hilarious. Like, shit, can I say that?
Yo,
I don't know what word I can say and not say. But the donkey was not all there.
I know what you were trying to like, say.
The donkey was...
I got it.
It was a special donkey. So the way she said it, because you know at that age, they don't got no filters.
Right, right.
So it was. So I'm going to turn that into stand-up comedy, right?
Okay.
And now sometimes my grandma... So what I'm thinking is, and this is the thought process and how I'm going into this DR thing. My grandma's hilarious. My family's hilarious, period. Because the stories are fucking hilarious. So I'm crafting the jokes around my grandmother and her upbringing, and then how my mom and her sisters came off from that, and then that's why I'm fucked. Like,
okay, you know what gotcha, I'm saying? Gotcha.
Right. So then there's another story where my grandma now, she's getting like, she's 99. Like sometimes she forgets shit, like dementia, Alzheimer's, all that shit. So sometimes like she'll wake up in the middle of the night just to tell everybody it's bedtime. Like, she'll be sleeping.
Oh, my God.
And she'll wake up, like, at 2 in the morning. Yo, it's time to go to bed. But, Grandma, you're already in bed. You're
right,
sleeping.
Right.
And then, like, sometimes she'll be, like, out of nowhere. She's like, I got to go feed the horses. Mm. I'm like, Grandma, we're on apartment 4D. Like, what horses are you going to feed?
Lito.
Like, right? Like, so I'm the bad grandson. Like, right. I'm like, okay, vamos a darle comida a los caballos, venga. To see where she's going to take us.
Right.
Right? So she goes to the living room. And then she'll go into the kitchen and she'll grab rice and she'll start throwing it in the living room like this.
Oh, my.
That shit is the funniest thing. It's the funniest shit ever. Like, I love my grandma. She raised me. My grandma and my aunt raised me.
Okay.
So
how do they take, like, when you tell these stories? Like, not that, like, do they appreciate
it? Ooh, that's like, relatable as fuck.
No, like, your family, though. Because you know how certain families... No, I'm like, sure every... Don't be talking about me.
Ooh, I'm sure every family has gone through some shit like that with a crazy uncle, a crazy grandma. Like, yo,
but
my grandma...
Not you, but people have certain family members. They'll be like, no habla de esto. You know, like, don't be talking about, like, my experience. I don't know, like...
Who?
I don't
my know, family members?
No, I'm saying just
You're
in
saying
general.
If my family members have a problem me telling those stories?
Yeah, I wonder. Like, do they...
No, fuck.
They
I'm fuck? They're okay. Bringing money in for them.
Like, okay, all right. So they're not here. They tell you all the stories.
Yo,
like,
Dominicans, as long as it's bringing in money, like, when I first started doing stand-up comedy, and this is true, like, my first job, I was in a pharmacy, right? I was working in a pharmacy. I was like 14, illegal as hell.
Okay,
right?
It's fine. We all did this.
Illegal as hell. But my cousin, I'm not going to put her business out there, but she was able to get me into the pharmacy, right?
Okay, okay.
But then when I got into the pharmacy, the dude is like, yo, hey, we have rats here. So sometimes they get into like the candy. Can you go through the candy and the one that has been bitten by rats, can you throw those away? Oh, by the way, can you go look for the rat that's eating those? Oh, I think there's a... Like, my job was, in the morning, look for rats.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like, I was this pharmacist's personal...
The exterminator.
Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, so then I would tell my mom, and then she's like, pero te están pagando. Right? So then I took that, and I brought it to stand-up comedy. I'm like, yo, Dominican moms don't care what you... Like, they don't care if you have a job cleaning toilet. Like, they don't care what... Si tú tienes que hacerle una bomba a Osama Bin Laden... Si Osama Bin Laden te está pagando, she don't care. Like, te están pagando. Like, if you got to go into a research for as a COVID, like, right. Recipient, like, yo, mami, ellos me llamaron que me van a inyectar con el COVID a ver qué efecto hace.
Yay.
Sí, pero te están pagando. Like, that's all. So that turned into a joke.
Okay.
I retired that joke, but, you know, like, my stand-up comedy is very much around my upbringing and my culture and stuff. And I get it all from my family.
So how do you know, because you just mentioned, like, you retire that joke. How do you know when you want to retire something?
When I get bored of performing. Like, when I get bored of, you know, like, I could say the same joke now, and it's gonna hit. But, like, you can tell when a comedian has said the joke so many times on stage that they don't, like, either acted, like, they get sloppy with it. Mm. So whenever I don't feel good telling a joke, like, it's time to retire and come up with something else.
At what point in your career did you start realizing, like, oh, shit, this is real? Like, my life has changed and transformed into, you know, like, where I'm at now.
I don't know, because it's been a journey. It's been a process. So I haven't quantified, like, or pointed out.
That's another big word, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Muchachos.
I'm proud of you, motherfucker.
New York Public Schools. Flushing High School. I can't quantify. It's just a journey, and I'm humble. Like, I'm not, you know, I don't think I'm hot shit or anything. Like, I'm humble as hell. Like, I don't think I made it or nothing. Like, yo no me la creo.
Okay.
Like, yo.
Have you had, because, again, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like certain people, it's a roller coaster. It's always up and downs, you know, throughout a journey. You know, have you ever had have you ever been in a place where you felt maybe you was in doubt or, like, maybe, like, I don't know if I want to do this or this is not my path. Like, you ever felt like that?
Nah, when I started doing videos, I'm like, all right, I'm good at this. I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay.
Like, and I don't do it because I have to. I do it because I want to.
Right.
Like I'm at a point now where I won't post a video. Excuse me. I won't post a video for a month, 2 months. But when I do post a video, like, it does numbers. Right.
Gotcha.
And it's not because I don't want to do the videos. Because of the video, and this is, like, something for, like, the people watching and the fans of ours, right? There comes a point, right, that you guys put us here. There comes a point where because of the videos and because of the love you guys showed us and because of all the interactions and because of all of that on social media, it translates into something else outside of social media. So it takes us away from doing a video a day. It takes us away from being as active with you guys and responding and liking comments and all that stuff. Because of that, because of you guys, it took us away, and now we're doing short films, we're doing sitcoms, we're doing stand-up comedy, we're doing podcasts.
Right.
We're, you know, like, that, because of that, because of you guys.
All right.
And then some people feel like, no, you know, oh, shit, you fell off because you're not doing videos no more. Or, oh, shit, like, you're not showing us the same love you were showing mm-hmm. us. It's not that. It's that we don't have time to, like, I wish I could put up a video a day still.
Right.
But there's so many other projects that I can't.
Right,
I cannot.
And it's understandable. I'm being honest. But I understand what you're trying to say too. I just feel like that's part of your elevation.
Yeah,
that's
what
the growth. This is you constantly challenging yourself to keep growing and doing these other avenues, you know, because you're blessed to be where you're at now.
Yeah.
You love making people laugh. That's obvious.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I know you said that you started with, I guess, making people, like, laugh because it was, like, a defense mechanism in a sense. So I guess my question is, who makes you laugh whenever?
Damn, that's a shit. I make myself laugh.
Do you?
Yeah, like, I'm funny, like, I'm sounding like a piece of shit, but
he's like, I'm not humble, but I'm humble, but you know.
Yo, I'm so funny, I make myself laugh sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll sit in a corner and, like, I'll be out of it. I'll be just talking to myself sometimes, and I'll be like, yo, and I'll start laughing, and people around me like, yo, the fuck? What's wrong with this dude? And I'm funny. I'm funny to myself, so that's good. Because I'm funny to myself then.
Right, right.
Imagine, you know.
That's the confidence.
Yeah.
That's the confidence. No, but shout out to, I love the confidence. Shout out to the fact of that you're just in a place where, I feel like you're tunnel vision. That's why I see you. I feel, when I say tunnel vision, I just feel like you're just like, palante, like, you know, like, that's it. There's no,
there's
no need for me to look back. Whatever happens, happens. I'm just, you know, straightforward.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, whatever challenge presents itself, like, or whatever opportunity, I go for it.
So outside of your team, how do you go about working with other people?
So that's tricky. My videos is for a big part of it, it's only been me. Like, for me to work with other people, I don't want it to look forced, right?
Okay. 'Cause
like you said earlier, you already created a brand. You already created, you know, something that people are used to digesting. So you don't want to, you know, and my videos, the identity is raw, is there's a personality behind it, is one shot, is not too much going on, is not too high production value. Like, so for me to, you know, like, for me to collab with somebody who does mukbangs, like.
It needs to just make sense, period.
Yeah, it needs to make sense, and I need to meet the person first. I need to see how they act, how they talk, and then I'll come up with an idea, like, yo, bro, like, yo, you just did something that, yo, you think we could, you know, like, there's a few creators that I have collabed with, and those have been hits, and again, it's because they're not forced. Like, I have a lot of friends that I haven't collabed with that are in the social media space, and
gotcha.
they're big influencers, But when we get together, it's all about having a good time with each other, enjoying each other's presence. And it's not like, oh shit, I got a big following. You got to, let's do something. Nah, right. I don't do that because it's going to look forced. Like, and it's not going to make sense. Like, if I'm a big influencer and you're a big influencer and the first piece of content we offer to the world is a piece of shit, like, we are doing ourselves a disservice. Like,
right, I agree.
Like, it has to make sense. Like, one of the first collabs, like, Radel Ortiz, we've been friends since we both started, right? And every time we used to get together, it was just to chill. I would go to his house, we chill. You know, he would come out, we would go out, we chill. Like, and we never thought once of doing a video together, right? But one time, he calls me, he's like, yo, I got an idea. Come to my crib. I'm like, bet. So we chilling, like, we almost forgot about the video that, you know. So he's like, yo, I got this idea, and it fits you with your character, and it fits with my character and my mom. My sister's going to record it. And that shit was magic, right?
Really? Okay.
Because I guess because we were getting to know each other so long.
The chemistry was
that
there.
We understood each other. We knew, you know, what I was going to say, what he was going to say, how we talked to each other. And it just worked, you know? So that was one of the videos that, you know, that I collabed on that worked. And I've done plenty of others.
That's dope.
That have worked and you know, but I don't force collaborations at all.
I mean, I appreciate that. You shouldn't force it. You want the organic, you know, like, you already have an organic audience.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. You don't want that. So I appreciate that. That's what's up. So lastly, I want to know, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
This interview. The first time I'm meeting you is the first time I'm drinking Douce is the first
Aww.
Time. Yeah.
You touch my corazon right now.
Every day you do something, that is the first time.
Not always.
Every day.
I mean,
every
you, day. But you, but not everyone.
You know, might not. If you think about it in a microscopic, por ejemplo, driving here, yo meter un peo allí, and
that was the first time.
That's my first time I threw a fart on Steinway.
Okay.
Like, this is for every day. There's a first. like if you think about it in a microscopic level, every day you're doing something that you didn't do the day before. For the first
okay.
time.
Okay, so it was...
So I'm a little bit of a philosopher, too.
I see that. I mean, you have any wise words or sayings that you want to tell anybody since you're
wise
a philosopher?
Wise words or
like,
sayings?
Like, yeah, like anything... I don't know how to say the word... how do you say that?
Something philosophical?
That, yeah.
No,
you don't have...
No.
You saying you're a philosopher, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm here
but
trying to,
nah,
you know.
Don't put me on the spot like that.
Next time. Then.
Yeah, it's like, yo, when they come up to a comedian, yo, you funny, right? Tell a joke. No.
You
I'm a comedian.
About...
I'm not a clown. Like, clowns, you go up to a clown, yo, do a joke, and they'll be like, and they'll pull out a fucking dildo out of their ear. Like, you know?
That would be dope content, though.
Yo, but I'm, no.
Tell me that wouldn't be dope content, though.
A dildo out of somebody's ear?
Yeah.
If that shit flows your boat, listen.
I'm fucking with you, yo. I want to say, though, congratulations on everything
you
accomplished.
Thank you so much.
It's funny, you mentioned Tommy. I know Tommy for so many years.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's dope soul.
Yeah, he's my mentor, man.
Yeah.
He's the reason, the reason I'm on the path I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's super dope. And I'm glad that, you know, you have the proper mentor, you know? So the fact that you're elevating, you're rising, doing everything. Shout out to you. Shout out to your team, your movement
and
everything.
Yeah, shout out to all of them, man. Like,
you know?
Every day I reflect. Like, I do a lot of reflecting and stuff. And the other day I put up a post of, like, when I show up to comedy shows now and all the love I get,
mm-hmm.
and sharing that with him, where one time I was a fan of his and I paid a ticket to go see him to now, like, he's been doing comedy forever, like 20
right.
years, right? And I was a fan of his, and I paid tickets to go see him do his thing, to now us selling our shows together and sharing. Like, you know, like, if you put yourself, like, it's something like, yo, wow. Like,
right.
The fuck? Like, it's like, la vida te da a veces vaina que tú no esperas. Like, el universo es grande, pero el mundo es chiquito. And
right.
Sometimes, like, you don't realize it. Until you think about it, you don't realize what it's doing for you.
Right. And I agree with you. And, you know, you're right now, you're going full throttle and continue it. You know, like, for me, you're a star. Definitely.
I'm being dead ass.
Like, you understand? I'm not trying to, like, but me personally, you're a star. Like, you got it. Keep doing it.
Well,
I love the humbleness.
You. I appreciate it.
And, you know, I appreciate you being here. So for those that are watching, where can they find you? And all that good stuff.
Google me, bitch. Nah.
That's
but
the
yeah,
key,
Google
bro.
Me and everything comes up.
How you spell your name?
Nuevayol.
Así
es. It used to be Mr. Nueva York.
I know.
But then, like, Instagram, to like, when they were going to verify my page, they sent, they're like, yo, no hyphenations or anything.
Okay.
So then it just became Nueva York. And this is the dumbest thing I've done, because now everybody that comes, like a tourist that comes to New York City, Dominican, Spanish, Latino, whatever, like they'll tag, oh, estoy en Nueva York. Mm. And I'll get all those notifications all day long of people dumbass selfies in Times Square and shit. Like,
oh, man.
But yeah, yeah, like it's
nah, but you're doing his thing, yo. And it's Nueva York. There's no reason why you shouldn't be following him. All his information is in the description box below. All you got to do is click on it. And y'all already know the vibes. It's your girl, V. Henny, The Artistry Show, and we out. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your clam out. Bow.
What?
Yeah, baby.